Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Bryant, and today's motivational aim targets considering appropriate conversing times. Higher education students, make it your aim to maintain proper netiquette. We're still addressing netiquette, and the way that you want to maintain proper netiquette is by respecting other people's time as well as your own. It is important as a higher education student to be mindful of the hours of the day you aim to converse with your professors or peers. With so many forms of technology as it relates to communication and conversing with individuals, anyone can contact anybody at any time using any type of smart device. Remember that although you send questions, concerns, or complaints to your professors or peers regarding any academic-related relevance, they do not have to respond to you immediately. Now, no matter how many emails somebody sends throughout the course of the day, respecting people's time should be paramount. Now, I understand that personal emergencies occur, but if you have to send an email or a text, I suggest that you remain as respectful as possible and only do it a couple of times. Don't get to the point where you're spamming people and texting them all throughout the day, harassing them so you can get a response because that's what you want at that particular moment. Some emails, calls, and texts can wait until a suitable hour for both parties. Now, some people, they want a response, as I just stated, when they want it, how they want it, and they get to the point where they start crossing personal and professional boundaries, where they're hitting people up at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning about accounting or the basket weaving course that they're taking or the bird watching course that they're taking. Just because it's important to you doesn't mean that it's equally important to somebody else. So that's why you have to also be mindful of people's time. Now, as it relates to netiquette, netiquette deals with proper network communication over any type of technology. So it's not always about a call or a text. It also includes emails, as I've stated. So you have to be mindful of when you send an email, as I've stated, for the previous weeks, that emails go to some individual smart devices where they notify one as a text message, just quick, straight to the point, and you get the alert on your phone. And if you get something like that in the middle of the night, you could possibly be alarmed, especially if you have like a family emergency taking place and you get an email notification, so you're trying to check it, trying to see what's going on. Then you find out it's your classmate letting you know that y'all have a test or a pop quiz in the basket weaving course. So, like I said, some stuff just don't matter, but you have to be mindful of that. Now, as it relates to discussion board posts, when you're using a learning or online learning management system where you have to record or post information that you've gathered or learned to share with the class, I believe that you can post anything on those learning management systems at any time unless the professor has closed it and you have a time frame to respond. That shouldn't affect anybody. But as a college student, you have to be mindful of not harassing your professors and peers during crazy hours, as well as demanding that all of their time be allocated to you. That's totally unacceptable. And some people who are listening to this podcast can relate because either they do it or they've encountered individuals who do that. Now, if you've encountered somebody who does that, you already know it's annoying. It gives this individual just a bad look, especially if this was a first impression that you had of this person, because now you're going to identify them as the harasser. Unless they explain to you, hey man, I was just nervous, you know, my first time taking a college course, I wasn't trying to harass you, I apologize. Then you know, okay, they have a new name, they're not the harasser anymore, I give them another chance. But if you're the person doing this, it doesn't put you in a favorable light, and you need to chill out, calm down, and stop harassing people. You have to be mindful of that. Now, some people don't even know that they're doing that. And that's why I'm here to provide the tip so you can check yourself. Now, higher education students, take a moment and allow people to check and respond to emails at their earliest opportunity. Their earliest opportunity may not be when you want it to be, but you have to respect people's time. With technology being at one's fingertips, it's more than likely that a professor or your peer can respond before the day is up. unless there's an emergency on their end. If the response time frame is too long for you, consider waiting a little bit and then follow up with an email, text, or call. Just don't become a spammer. It's all about practicing proper netiquette. Aim to converse at reasonable hours, and if you have to send an email late at night or early in the morning, make sure the email or text is strictly academic related, nothing outside of that. Because some people, they get to the point, hey man, let me get your email address, and they have a different motive in mind. They want it to appear that they're going to talk about education, but they're talking about, you know, some personal matters that they want to get involved with you in. And you have students, you know, who try to do this with other students, or you have, and it's sad to say, professors and student relationships that shouldn't even be formed off of inappropriate contact. So that's just a thing to think about. And that's another tip that I need to talk about in the future. Now, if you feel that individuals are continuously and purposefully stepping outside of their academic boundaries of respect, let them know. Inform your peers that you only respond to emails after or before a certain time on certain days, and for them not to harass you. And if it's not about finance, and if it's not about your accounting course, your communications course, your biology course, your educational courses, your music courses, your electives, anything pertaining to school, if it's not about that, then they can miss you on it. And make sure to converse with them in an appropriate, respectful tone. It's all about aiming to practice proper netiquette. Aim to respect your time as well as your professors and your peers. A scripture to encourage you in your path is Matthew, the 7th chapter and the 12th verse, which reads, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law of the prophets." So thanks for tuning in. And if you would like to connect with me on Instagram and Twitter, you can follow me at college_success_tips. And also, don't forget to subscribe and support this podcast so I can continue to encourage you in your God-honoring higher education academic and personal goals. Peace and God bless.